You are listening to the How to Talk to Girls podcast with me, Trip Kramer.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How to Talk to Girls podcast. I'm your host, Trip Kramer from tripadvicecoaching.com. Welcome back to another weekly wingman where I'm going to be talking about my favorite question to ask a girl. This episode and all the weekly wingmans, maybe I should say wingmens, that would be plural, right? The weekly wingman series is sponsored by the TripAdvice Accelerator coaching program, where we coach you and help you with dating so you don't have to do it on your own. If you need help and you need to work with a coach to help you one-on-one to get to the point where you're meeting, attracting more women, getting more dates from online, or even meeting women in person, which we do help you in our virtual program, and we just launched our boot camps. They are approach boot camps where we take you out for a full weekend. We are doing them across various cities in the United States. We're adding more dates, I feel, weekly at this point because we keep filling them up. We just added a New York date. We added a new Miami date. There's a Miami one that's going on that's sold out in a week. And then there's another one that we put in May 10th. And then another Miami that's later in the year. If you want to see all the dates to see if we're coming to a city near you, go to tripadvice.com/live training. Again, that's tripadvice.com/live training. Trip is with two P's. And then you can book a call with us so we can chat with you about how the boot camps work and what they entail. Quick little summary. You're going out for 3 days with a small group of guys, approaching women and learning how to do it properly, working on your body language, working on your conversation skills, working on your flirting skills, all being done by help with a coach that watches you do it. It is a crazy weekend. It is very powerful. And of course, we still have our virtual coaching program as well. That's at tripadvicecoaching.com. Check all that out in the show notes and we will be able to guide you. Now, today we're talking about my favorite question to ask a girl. And this really is my favorite question. Not only have I used it, but I recommend it quite a bit. And I can remember most of the times that I've used it. I used it a lot when I'm first dating a woman. It's fun for me to ask. It's fun for me to hear the answer of the other person. And it's also fun for me to give my answer. Now, I don't know if you're going to like it as much as me, but I'm sharing with you because I just have a feeling you're going to like it too. And it's one that is not that polarizing. I think it's pretty general, where really any guy could answer it and like it and enjoy it. And guess what? Of course, we're not just in the business here of just asking questions. We are doing it so we can also build attraction, also so we can help with breaking the barrier from, hey, you and I are friends, to we are more than that. So we're getting on a more flirtatious level. This question actually solves all those problems. And I didn't realize that when I first was working with this question. I heard about this question through a study that was done at Stony Brook University. I believe it was in the late 80s. And they did this study where they had 36 questions and men and women would sit down. They would ask each other these questions and then they would answer them. And they actually found that through the asking and answering the questions, that people felt more connected to each other. In fact, apparently, supposedly, two people from the study became a couple and then they got married. Isn't that wild? 36 questions. You can look it up. I talk about it quite a bit. I reference it in my magnetic book, which, by the way, if you're new here, you don't know I have a book and you like to read books, there's one where you can get it on Amazon and learn about how to attract women and become more magnetic. So I'll put a link in the show notes for that as well. And so I've extracted one of the questions from there and it's my favorite one and I use it all the time. So here it is. Okay, without further ado. The question is, what is the perfect day for you? Okay. What is the perfect day for you? So you're going to ask that question when you're on a date with a woman. Now, when do you ask that question? Hell, you could do it on an approach. There's no rules here. You could do it on a cold approach where you guys are chatting and 5 minutes in, you just ask her that question. And of course, you can ask her anytime after that. First date, second date, third date, 10th date. I don't know. Maybe you never ask her and one day you're married. But I like to do it on like a second, third, fourth date. I'll tell you why. At that point, you guys have become a little bit more close. You clearly have a little bit of a crush on the other person, even if it's small, right? Once you get to the point of a second date, that person is saying a lot there, right? It's a big message to someone when you're going, hey, we had one date. I want to do this again. So there's definitely more of a crush. There's more of a connection. And then if you get even deeper into like the third or fourth date, it's even exponentially where you guys are starting to like each other a little bit more. So it's a comfortable question to ask at that point. And it's because now that you've grown a little bit closer, it's going to be easier for her and for you to answer that question a little bit more in detail. So think about it. If you approach a woman and you're chatting, she's still a stranger to you. So asking her what her perfect day is, if you can find the context in which to even ask that question, it might be a little bit cold. You might not get a crazy answer. It's going to be not in great detail. But imagine you're on a second, third, fourth date. You're a little bit more comfortable with each other. Maybe you guys have even slept together. You've at least kissed each other. Now you can really dive deep into the answer of the question. Because the question, why I like it so much, is this could be an hour-long conversation. It can be even longer. You can go into great detail when you answer the question, because of course, if you ask the question, she's going to ask it back, especially a question like this. And I have an answer. It's like, I know I have an answer and I really like the answer and I have details with the answer. And I've said it before and women have responded well to it. That's not really the point though. I want to be clear on that. I didn't craft an answer that I knew would be a really good response to a woman. I have my answer because that's what I like. And I want you to have that too. I want it to be very, very specific to you, very clear to you. I want it to be something that is very you, because that's going to make her get to know you even better. Okay, so this thing can go on for a full hour. You can go into full detail and you can go on tangents with it. Because maybe you're explaining your day and it might take you like 10 minutes. Let's say from beginning to end, it's a 10-minute thing. Like, all right, I wake up and you're talking about everything, like the breakfast that you're eating that day, and is someone serving it to you? And you can even go far out there. It doesn't have to be realistic. That's the whole point of this question, is it's what the perfect day would be, not what it can be tomorrow, but in a perfect world, what is it? And by the way, that you can say that to her. You can say, when you're asking the question, play dreamland with me. That's how you say it. You say, play dreamland with me for a second. Just pretend. You can even, here's another thing. You can go down that route and you can also go, okay, but let's also do a more realistic route, because you can go really far into space. I mean, literally you could say, okay, I wake up, I get on the space shuttle, I go to space, I orbit the planet, come back down, have a great dinner, right? So that's why it's fun. You can answer it where it's, no pun intended, out of this world, or you can answer it a little bit more realistically. So all these different areas to go. Back to what I was saying, speaking of tangents, because I just went on one, but you can go on tangents here and you can start to talk about stuff and you can ask her questions as she's divulging in her day. So if she's talking about her breakfast or her morning, all of a sudden, maybe you're on a tangent and you can go, oh, have you ever had that before? Because she says, I know I want to be served this and this and this. Oh, have you had that? Where have you had that? Now you're going off on a tangent. Then you're like, okay, let's come back to it, back to the perfect day. And you guys are just going into great detail about it. Then you can even tease her at points, which is going to be more flirting, when she says, like, this is what I want for breakfast, this is what I want to do for lunch, this is who I want to hang out with, this is what I want to do. And, you know, maybe you're joking around, commenting on whatever it is that she's doing or she wants to do. And also, what's really powerful about this question is that it's really fun for the person to answer. So she's just going to have a great time answering the question, because the question is kind of like the question, but I think this is a better version of it. It's kind of like the question, you know, what would you do if you won the lottery? If you won the lottery and you had $100 million, you know, what would you do? This is a version of that question, but I think that this question is more fun because it's even something that can be more realistic, and it allows you to go into great detail, and it allows you to get to know the person. Like, you're going to get to know her very well. You're going to understand her desires, what she values. You never know. Maybe she says, and then at night I go to my grandma's place and I spend the rest of the night with her. You know, that's going to be part of her perfect day. And then whatever you say to her, she's going to learn that's what you value. These are the things that you like. So you can see there's a lot to learn about a person and a lot for her to learn about you. And then on top of all this, you know, usually, and I'm not saying you should do this, but usually when someone talks about their perfect day, sex is involved somewhere, right? In their perfect day, they're even, you know, they're having an afternoon delight or a morning quickie or something romantic at night, whatever it may be. And so now you're getting even more on that personal level. And again, this is why it could be better to ask this question on a second, third, fourth date, because maybe you guys have already slept together, or even if you haven't, you're still a human. You can say that your perfect day consists of that, and you never know where conversation goes from there. And she can get to know you a little bit, and maybe that turns her on. You never know. You can play around with this. You can see. You know, you can also learn a lot about a person. It's like if you guys are on a third or fourth date, and you do mention that that is part of your perfect day, that there's going to be sexual activity involved. You know, you learn a lot about how she's going to respond to that. Is she going to be a little bit shy to that? Is she going to be open-minded to that? Are you okay with that? What are you okay with? Now, listen, you should be careful here. You don't have to go into graphic detail. Maybe you do because you guys have already done that and you feel really comfortable. So maybe you do go into graphic detail. You don't have to. Maybe you kind of say it, but you brush it over because you guys aren't there yet. Or even maybe, just so I can give you all of your options, maybe you don't bring it up at all, that part, even though it might not be truthful, but maybe you just don't bring that up because you guys are not even close to that yet. I don't know. You're going to have to gauge where that's at. That's going to be on you to gauge that. But when in doubt, I think it's okay to briefly mention that if that happens to be part of your perfect day. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's going to be part of your perfect day. I still would imagine most people that would, you know, in a perfect day, you're doing all the things you want to do, eating the things you want to eat, seeing the people you want to see, doing the activities you want to do in a 24-hour span. You can even talk about that too. Are you sleeping in late? Are you waking up super early because you get to have your perfect day, so you want it to start as early as possible? What are you doing the night before? Are you making sure that you're not drinking the night before so you're not hungover? Or maybe you are because you like that. I don't know. Get creative. Have fun. Answer the question to yourself. It's a really great question, not to be a broken record. But like I said, I have never been in a situation where anyone doesn't enjoy answering that question. It is a fantasy question. You get to sit there and dream and fantasize about all the things that you like, all the desires you have. And maybe people have not thought about that before. So it can be, even on top of this, a good exercise. It can be a good exercise for you. It says a lot about, like I said earlier, what you value. And so sometimes if we think about what is our perfect day, we really try to understand what we value. Maybe it puts things in perspective for us. What's important in our life? Maybe, you know, maybe some days if you're really stressed out with work or with relationships or life, and you sit down, you think about your perfect day, that can remind you what's really important and what you really value and cherish, right? So it goes deep. It goes very deep. I encourage you also to ask it in any way that feels comfortable for you. You don't have to copy it exactly like I said. You know, what constitutes your perfect day, I believe, is the exact wording from the study. You can even say, hey, I have a question. So here's how you can introduce it. Maybe you guys are sitting on the couch, you're grabbing a drink, you're hanging out wherever you are. I do like to ask the question if you guys are at each other's house. Just kind of nice. It's quiet. You can really dig into the question, but you don't have to. And you can just say, hey, question for you. Let's imagine that you had one day, 24 hours, to do anything you wanted. What would you do? And then you can even say after that, let's do two versions. And you say, let's do one version where you can literally do anything. Money's not an issue. You know, you can see any celebrity you want or whatever it is that's interesting to you. You can go as far crazy as you want. And then the other is just a little bit more of a realistic version. Right? So you can just ask just like that. What do you think would be the absolute perfect day for you? See what she says, see how she responds. I mean, you can even take this and you can say, you can go further with this if you want. You can say, what's the perfect week for you? I wouldn't go into detail every hour. That will take a long time. But you can say to someone, what's the perfect week for you? What's the perfect morning for you? What's the perfect night for you? Any kind of question revolving around what people like to do to spend their time, because time, as we both know it, or I hope you do, is our most valuable resource. So what we do with our time means everything. And that, my friends, is why that is my favorite question to ask a girl. Use it. I hope it works for you. DM me on Instagram. Let me know how it went. More to come with the weekly Wingman series. And stay tuned for more episodes coming out every single week on the How to Talk to Girls podcast.